Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to another episode of All Booked, where we talk to you about books we would like to recommend.
And here with us today, we have some fresh blood. We have Caroline Flaherty. She is going to discuss a book called The Widow.
Thank y'all so much for inviting me. I have waited weeks to be on here. This book was actually recommended to me by Jamie Eustace, our library director here at Sterling Municipal Library. It's a psychological thriller, which is typically the road that I go down with the books that I like to read, but I'd never heard of this author. This book is actually Fiona Barton's debut novel, so many of you might not have heard of her. I decided to give this book a try. It's often compared to Gone Girl in the sense of it could very easily be made into a movie. The chapters rotate between different characters' point of views. But basically, this novel is about this 2-year-old little girl named Bella who goes missing in the past. And this character, Glenn Taylor, who is the husband of the main character, the widow, Jeannie, actually gets accused of her kidnapping and her disappearance.
That's horrible.
It is. However, he ends up being acquitted of this crime, even though there's lots of evidence that points in his direction, because her body basically is never found. Now, fast forward to the present day. Basically, what the novel is about is that he has just died. He's actually been hit by a bus and killed. And this detective...
A la Mean Girls.
Yes. And this detective, Bob Sparks, who's one of the main characters in this book, and then there's also a reporter named Kate... But both of them are trying to now come after Jeannie to try to get those answers because they believe that she knows more than what she's told in the past. Yeah. Whether it be that she might have had a place in this or whether that she was covering for her husband, they feel like she's hiding something.
Yeah.
And basically, this whole book like rotates around the idea of the lies that you tell yourself might be more devastating than the lies that you tell others.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of resonated with me. Basically, the 5 different points of view that this novel goes through is the wife of the man suspected of the crime, so Jean Taylor, the detective that's been leading the hunt for years, Bob Sparks, the journalist who's covering the case, Kate, and the mother of the victim of the little girl, Bella. Her name is Dawn Elliott. There's also one last point of view. It's only one chapter that you get throughout the entire novel, and it is from Glenn Taylor's point of view,
okay.
Who was the man that was accused.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that toward the beginning of the book or toward the end?
It's about 3/4 of the way into
okay.
the book. Into the book. So the book does rotate between the past, when the disappearance of Bella actually occurs, and sort of the uncovering of evidence, and then it also spans into the present day, which is after Glenn has already been killed, and it's going through basically the widow's mind of her trying to uncover, you know, the lies that she tells herself and the lies that she tells other people, and
mm-hmm.
what things can she now tell because it's okay now that he's gone, and what things is she lying to herself about entirely.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Now, backing up, one thing that I found that was really interesting about this author, because I did some research on her since this was her debut novel, you know, I wanted to know what made her write about this.
Mm-hmm.
So something interesting about her, like most writers, you know, she was a news editor, she was a senior writer and a chief reporter. But in 2008, she actually gave up all of that to volunteer in Sri Lanka for writers that have basically been exiled and threatened all over the world. Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But she said, according to her writing of this novel, she often found herself at these trials wondering what the women knew, what their involvement was in these men that they were living with that were accused of these horrible things.
And how often people wonder, how could you stay with this creep or something like that?
Yeah.
Right. Were they involved? Did they know nothing? Are they completely
yeah.
innocent
but
of this?
But it's amazing how much the human mind can kind of put you in denial just because they don't want to face bad truth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I would, as far as like recommendations of who I would recommend this book to, it is a very heavy book. I will say that up front. It was very touching to me. Specifically, there were multiple times this book did bring me to tears, mainly because I have a niece that is around the same age as Bella when she disappears at 2 years old. So it really hit home with me, and I would not recommend this book to anyone that has young children at home. It might be.
Thinking that I have a 2 year old, and I was like, I just don't think I could go through those fields.
Right. Yeah. It is definitely a heavy book, especially when it's involved in anything children related, being, you know, kidnapped, possibly murdered, possibly, you know, a pedophile might be involved in the situation. Mm-hmm. It ends up being sort of a hard thing to read, and it was for me. But I would recommend this book to anyone who does like psychological thrillers, you know, such as Gone Girl, Girl on the Train, The Couple Next Door. All of those books are very similar to this book. So if you do like those, I would encourage you to check it out.
Okay, so up next, we're going to do our game show portion of the podcast, where we are going to put some nice game show music in. And then we're going to ask Caroline if she can cast the main characters as if we were going to be made into a movie.
Okay, so the main character, Jean Taylor, I've thought a little bit about this, and I think that Amy Adams would be good playing her. Jean Taylor's character in The Widow is somewhat of a weak and naive character.
Yeah.
That can be victimized, someone that doesn't necessarily have a strong outgoing personality, but someone who is introverted.
Yeah.
And likes to sort of keep to herself. So I thought Amy Adams, which can play any role, would do a great job at that specifically.
Yeah.
For Glenn Taylor, the husband, was a little bit more difficult for me to choose because I had to pick someone who is good looking, charming, yet has that creepy vibe to them. I have two choices here, and after you read the book, you can see which one of these might fit a little bit closer. But Dan Stevens, I love, from Downton Abbey, but he recently has came out in some other roles where he plays the bad guy, but he's very good looking, but also has this sort of creepy vibe to him. Also, Luke Evans. I don't know if y'all have seen the new adaptation of Beauty and the Beast, but he plays Gaston.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Okay.
Now y'all know who he is.
Yeah, I do know that.
So he's very good looking, very strong personality of a man, but at the same time, he's good at playing those dark roles and looks like he might be able to keep some secrets to himself and sort of lead this separate, secretive life. Bob Sparks, the detective that's in the novel, has a really large role because his whole life is consumed in solving what happened to this little girl. I chose Gary Oldman.
I love him.
Mm-hmm. He's
amazing.
I love
him in every role.
Yes,
yeah.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. And I also thought Liam Neeson, I mean, he can play anything. That might seem weird, but I can see him as like a detective. And then the last character, Kate, which is the reporter that is trying to get information out of Jeannie before it's too late. I chose Claire Danes for that role. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could see her as a reporter. I could see her being very touched by this story, but also being compassionate to Jeannie and trying to cope with her and form this friendship. Mm-hmm. To try to get this information from her.
Next, we're going to be going into our rapid fire round. We're going to ask you 5 questions, and we ask that you give no explanation for them. We will have Leslie go first.
All right. So if you had to take one of the characters with you shopping for home decor, who would you pick and what would you buy?
Kate, definitely. I would probably buy high heels.
It's home decor. I mean, it can be if you want it to be. That's fine. We're not here to judge you on your home decor. Okay, so what food would you pair with this book?
Ice cream.
Good one.
Do you prefer the characters or the plot of the book?
The characters.
If this book had a soundtrack, what kind of music would it be?
Creepy.
Are there any animals in the book?
Yes. There's a dog.
Okay, cool.
There you go. So those are our 5 questions. And last but not least, we're going to get to our random excerpt. So you're going to roll the die, and then you're going to read the page and line that it gives you.
He made it sound like he had a department, too. I thought it was probably his job. He was the main breadwinner. He said, "I know it sounds old-fashioned, Jeannie, but I want to look after you. You're still very young, and we've got everything in front of us."
Wow. It's a good excerpt.
Yeah, I like how it has that subtle, creepy vibe.
I am a good narrator. What can I say? I can do voices too.
Okay, so I think that is all for today. Thank you so much for coming in to talk with us.
Thank y'all for having me. I enjoyed this. It was fun.
And stay tuned for more fantastic book recommendations next week.
Bye.